From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello, this is Paul Bendereau, welcoming you to another edition of Melody Time. And we're off on our travels this time, starting with a musical account of a journey by the much-travelled Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy, a composer whose music is at the turning point between the classical and the romantic periods. Mendelssohn always kept a diary on his travels, in which he included entertaining reports and anecdotes, as well as imaginative drawings, and in particular, musical sketches, which he'd use later in his compositions. Compositions like the one we're about to hear, one of the most popular of Mendelssohn's musical travelogues. It's the last movement of his Italian symphony, and in it he depicts the hustle and bustle of the marketplace in Naples. Appropriately enough, Mendelssohn chose the rhythm of the Neapolitan saltarello for this finale.
Thank you.
That was the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig, conducted by Kurt Masur, with the fourth movement, the Saltarello, from Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony. Mendelssohn was just 21 when he began writing his Italian Symphony in 1830, during his three-year grand tour of Europe. It was, even at that young age, his Opus 90. But somehow the work didn't progress as expected. The Dolce Far Niente of southern Italy had got through to him. Doing nothing and thinking nothing is how he described it in a letter to his parents. He was already behind in putting together the impressions he gathered the year before in Scotland. The heat of Italy wasn't exactly conducive to depicting the cool Caledonian atmosphere, so he was having trouble finishing his Scottish symphony. No wonder then that the completion of the Italian symphony had to wait until long after Mendelssohn had returned home. Mendelssohn did a lot of travelling and certainly enjoyed travel. He was, of course, in the fortunate position of having the necessary financial means at his disposal, something of an exception among artists. Our next composer, in contrast, was a real stop at home, home being Berlin in his case. Eduard Künneke was his name, and he spent all his time sitting at his desk composing operas, Lieder, orchestral works, and operettas. 25 operettas in all, including Der Vetter aus Dingsdar, which was premiered in 1921. It was Künneke's first great popular success, even though it didn't have the usual ballet or chorus or opulent scenery that were more or less obligatory in operettas. It tells an everyday story of broken pledges of fidelity, but there is a happy end. Deserted by one faithless man, the heroine is rescued by a poor, wandering journeyman, the arme Wandergeselle.
Doch sag, wie soll ich dir danken, mein Kind?
So stark ist immer mein Feind. Doch wollt ihr mir durchaus dankbar sein, dann sagt mir doch schnell, wer ihr seid.
Wer ich bin, mein Kind, das ist schnell gesagt, doch lohnt's nicht, dass ihr danach fragt. Ich bin nur ein armer Wandergesell, gute Nacht, liebes Mädel, gute Nacht. Gar dünn ist mein Wams und gar dick ist mein Fell, gute Nacht, liebes Mädel, gute Nacht. Und oft schon dacht ich packe das Glück, doch ach, leider zog sich das Glück schnell zurück. Da hab ich geweint und gelacht. Ich bin nur ein armer Wandergesell. Gute Nacht, liebes Mädel, gute Nacht. Gute Nacht, gute Nacht. Gute Nacht, liebes Mädel, gute Nacht. Heut lieg ich im weichen Himmelbett. Gute Nacht, liebes Mädel, gute Nacht.
Eberhard Büchner as the wandering journeyman in Eduard Kunicke's operetta Der Vetter aus Dingsdar. And we heard the Theatre Orchestra of Saxony conducted by Joachim Widlack. The harsh reality of being a wandering journeyman is something that Antonín Dvořák knew all about. He had to earn his living in the middle of the last century as an itinerant musician. It wasn't until his Slavonic Dances were published that he gained recognition as a composer, at the age of 36. 8 years later, Dvořák wrote a second series of Slavonic Dances. Let's listen to Dvořák's Slavonic Dance, Opus 72, Number 1, played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Antal Dorati. Slavonic Dance, Opus 72, Number 1, by Antonín Dvořák. In 1892, at the age of 51, Dvořák, the former wandering musician, was appointed director of the National Conservatory of Music in New York. and his years in the United States produced some of his most popular works, including his most successful symphony, From the New World. In the 1930s, other composers arrived in America under much less auspicious circumstances, forced to flee persecution in Europe. Paul Abraham was one of them. In the early 1930s, he'd been tremendously successful as a composer of operettas in both Berlin and Vienna. But his time in exile was marked by failure, poverty, and ill health. After the war, he was brought back to Germany by friends, but he died in 1960 in a state of mental derangement without living to see his once so popular melodies enjoy a comeback. But let's recall the happier period in Paul Abraham's life, with a song from his 1930 operetta Victoria and Her Hussar. The Austrian Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kurt Eichhorn, accompanies Bernd Weichel with the Hussar's goodnight song, Reich mir zum Abschied noch einmal die Hände.
Einmal, das lächelt uns die Stunde, in der wir unser Seelen einsam tragen. Einmal, da blutet eine Wunde und du musst unser Tränen zu mir sagen. Reich mir zum Abschied noch einmal die Hände. Goodnight, goodnight, goodnight. Schön war das Märchen, nun ist es zu Ende. Goodnight, goodnight, goodnight. Hier kommt der Abend, wir fühlen es auch. Lieben und Glück sind nur ein Traum. Reich mir zum Abschied noch einmal die Hände. Good night, good night, good night. Einmal, da wirst du an mich denken, jedoch dein Mund wird schweigen und nicht fragen. Einmal, da wirst dein Blick so senken, wenn die verliebten Geigen leise klagen. Reich mir zum Abschied noch einmal die Hände. Good night, good night, good night. Schön war das Märchen, nun ist es zu Ende. Good night, good night, good night. Stirb um der Abend, wir fühlen es auch. Liebe und Glück sind nur ein Traum. Reich mir zum Abschied noch einmal die Hände. Good night, good night, good night.
The Song of Parting from Paul Abraham's Victoria and Her Hussar, sung by Bernd Weichel. Well, every parting should be followed by a reunion in the best of all worlds. And that's just what happened in Vienna in the middle of the last century. The Viennese public was shocked to learn that they would be deprived of their waltz king, Johann Strauss the Younger. He'd collapsed from exhaustion and had been ordered to rest. But the Strauss concerts continued, with Johann's brother Joseph at the helm, filling in during Johann's two-month convalescence. When Johann finally returned, fit and well, to the concert platform, he was greeted, as one newspaper reported, with a storm of applause which threatened to go on forever. His gracious response was a polka composed especially for the occasion, the Wiedersehens Polka. The Wiedersehens Polka by Johann Strauss the Younger, with Oliver Doniani conducting the Polish State Philharmonic Orchestra. And just before it's time for me to say Auf Wiedersehen, let's have a high-spirited gallop by Josef Lanner. And the title is Bruder Spring.
Thank you.
Spring Gallop by Josef Lanner, played there by the Johann Strauss Ensemble of the Vienna Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Johannes Wiltner. And that's all from this edition of Melody Time. From me, Paul Benderow, Barbara Anders, the compiler of the program, producer Stephanie Giesen, and our studio engineer Thomas Kütting, it's goodbye until the next time. Melody Time is a production of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.